Kumusta? Welcome to the Jay Aruga Show, the first conservative podcast in the Philippines, protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. Yesterday, pinag-usapan natin si JK Rowling and how she's angry, especially sa mga cast sa Harry Potter, mga celebrities who pushed trans ideology, gender ideology, especially on kids. And nakikita nga natin maraming mga detransitioners na nagsisilabasan na. Sa UK, they're starting to reverse course. And I remember this debate on the SOGI bill that I had. Sabi ko dun sa ka-debate ko si Michael Pastor. And you can check this out sa PI Podcast. Search nyo lang, PI Podcast, then the SOGI bill debate. Sabi ko dun sa ka-debate ko, yung bridge, sabi niya kasi, I always bring up this transitioning sa minors and yung sports, women, biological male in women's sports and bathrooms. And may sinabi siya na bakit hindi lang natin ipapasa muna yung SOGI bill and pagdating dito sa transitioning sa minors, we'll just cross the bridge when we get there. And sabi ko sa debate, kapag nakikita mo nang nasusunog yung bridge, I mag-reverse course na ako, tatalikod na ako. Hindi na, I won't even cross the bridge. And ito na ngayon na nakikita natin sa Europe, sa ibang bansa, especially dito sa UK, kung saan may clinic sila noon, malaking clinic, Tavistock Clinic. Search nyo yun, T-A-V-I-S-T-O-C-K, Tavistock. And nung napansin nilang mas marami ang nagsisimulang mag-transition than before at wala rin namang ikina-improve sa kanilang mental health kapag nag-transition sila, sinara itong gender clinic na ito, itong Tavistock Clinic. And ultimately, ang katotohanan, dahil sa katotohanan ito, ay nagsisilabas ang mga ebidensya. Sabi nila, the truth is like a lion. Hindi mo naman kailangan i-defend ang lion na ito. Just let it out at i-defend niya ang sarili niya. And ito nga ang nangyari. So let's read the cast review. Dahil nung pinag-usapan natin si JK Rowling kahapon, she referred to this cast review na kinainit ng ulo niya. And ano nga ba ang nasa saad dito sa cast review? So this is from the Daily Wire. Sabi dito, weak evidence. Britain's NHS to review all transgender treatment after major report. Britain's National Health Service will review all transgender medical treatment in the wake of a highly anticipated review that found such treatment is built on weak evidence. The landmark final report released Tuesday by pediatrician Dr. Hilary Cass is the result of a major independent review on children and gender identity commissioned by the NHS in 2020. Cass is a former president of the Royal College of Pediatrics and Child Health. So mahalaga na malaman natin na independent itong review na to. Ibig sabihin, walang side na nag-conduct ng review. Yung government lang nila ang nag-commission ng review na ito. And sana tayo sa Pilipinas, hindi na tayo mag-spend ng money para gumawa rin ng independent reviews on our own. Dahil itong mga evidence na ito is already out there sa iba't ibang bansa. Kailangan na lang nating basahin. Moving on, the reality is that we have no good evidence on the long-term outcomes of interventions to manage gender-related distress, Cass stated in her report. The evidence we do have for gender medicine is built on shaky foundations, she wrote in an accompanying editorial published in a medical journal. And ito yung mga matagal na nating sinasabi noon. Babasahin natin. Puberty blockers should no longer be prescribed to children except in the context of research due to these powerful drugs' effect on brain development and bone health, the report says. Alam nyo ba na ang puberty blockers, especially yung Lupron, na pinaprescribe sa mga bata to na mag-affirm ng gender, mag-change dun sa kabilang biological sex, supposedly, alam naman natin imposible yun, hindi ka makapag-change ng sex, pero yung mga mag-change ng gender, pinaprescribe nila ito sa US, and yung Lupron, it's used to castrate sex offenders, yung mga criminals. Pero, they were prescribed sa children. So, hindi nyo nakikita yung problema doon. Hindi ba ang laking problema noon? Okay, sabi dito, cross-sex hormones, estrogen and testosterone should be prescribed to trans-identifying 16 to 17 years old only with an extremely cautious approach. And there should be a clear clinical rationale for not waiting until the teen is 18, the report says. So medyo hindi pa conservative itong report na to, kung makikita natin. Because if it was me, I would totally ban these transitions, even 18 and beyond. Pero dito nakikita natin ang pagiging independent ng report. So medyo nagli-leave pa rin sila ng room for transitioning, pero kapag adult na. Okay, moving on. Waiting would preserve fertility and manage any other conditions. The report also warns that children who are referred to gender services present with high rates of abuse and neglect, including sexual abuse and parental substance abuse. Cass cautioned that she has also spoken to detransitioners who deeply regret their early transitions. The report also demanded an end to the toxicity of the debate, which it called exceptional. There are a few other areas of healthcare where professionals are so afraid to openly discuss their views, where people are vilified on social media, and where name-calling echoes the worst bullying behavior. This must stop, Cass wrote. The NHS released a statement on the Cass review a day after its publication, detailing the actions it will take in response. So, nagsabi ng actions that the NHS will take. The NHS said it will review all transgender treatment it provides, including to adults and all new treatment for 16 to 17-year-olds who will be paused immediately. In view of your advice about the need for caution in the initiation of medical transitions, medical interventions for young people under 18 years of age, our letter instructs the adult gender clinics to implement a pause on offering first appointments to young people below their 18th birthday. The NHS is taking other measures as well, including establishing at least 2 new children's gender services locations and working on clinical guidance explaining that puberty blockers are no longer routinely available. Kudos to you, NHS. Last week, the Tavistock Clinic, England's only youth gender identity clinic, officially closed its doors after being dogged by controversy for years. So ito yung tinutukoy natin, yung Tavistock Clinic. So nag-close na siya, finally. The clinic, the biggest in the world, referred thousands of children for puberty blockers. In the last years, Tavistock began to see an increasing flood of young girls with gender-related distress asking for drugs despite having other mental issues like depression, anxiety, eating disorders, and histories of abuse. In the U.S., at least 23 states have already moved to ban medical transgender services for children. So, ayun, itong news na ito, it's from the UK and may ilang mga binanggit from the US. But does it mean na hindi natin kailangan matuto sa mga learnings nila? Kaya, guys, what do you think? I think it's time na ipaalam natin sa pamahalaan natin na this is what we're seeing. This is what the other countries are seeing. Ito yung mga reviews. And I would call for organizations dito sa Pilipinas to... I'm sure they're already doing their best. And salamat at medyo yung SOGI bill is taking a sideline, hindi siya masyadong napupush. Pero hindi natin alam dahil ang mga aktivista, they're active. Kaya nga tinawag na activist. And tayo, we're very reactive. Tayo mga conservatives. Hinaharangan lang natin sila whenever they do a move. Kailan kaya tayo magiging active din? So, yun lang. I hope you share this episode para din maging aware ang mas maraming tao on these new studies, new reviews, new researches na naglalabas, nagsisilabasa and all around the world. Okay, this has been another episode of the J. Aruga Show. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye. Hi, this is J. Aruga of the J. Aruga Show. If you like what you just saw, please consider subscribing and smash that like button. We'll need all of your help to take back the culture from this ideological colonization of the West. Thank you.